Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors.
On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we're working with Suze! This was an interesting live, because most of the clarity came after it. That happens sometimes. We took Suze to a few most impactful point places. Some were in different realities. Others were in her teen years. All were extremely helpful to get the puzzle pieces for what she is currently working on. Oh, we even tried out a healing Suze had made. That was hella cool. Anyway, without further ado, if you love bad bitches, and that's your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
Live for telling your followers that you started a live video. Thanks, Instagram. Thanks for telling them that I started a live. Hey, there's Kate. Let's bring her on. Then Kate can be a part of the live. How do I do it? There's Kate. How are you? There's Suze. Suze, can you hit request just in case I can't hit you?
And Kate.
Suze will be in this live. And then we can heal some stuff.
That'll be great. Suze, I'd like to request you. Maybe you will have to request me too.
Wow. Amazing.
I'm clicking on her name, and it's not doing anything. Suze. Oh, there's some faces I haven't seen in a bit. Hi, guys. Hey, Suze, can you hit that little camera at the bottom of the plus sign if you have it? Bum, bum, bum. How did you request, Kate? Did it just give you an option?
No, I had to press the camera plus button at the bottom right.
Oh, I found out how to do it. I found out how to do it, guys. And I did it. And there's Suze.
Right. Hey, Suze, why aren't you joining our song? That's rude. Have you seen Suze?
Instagram told me it was inviting people, and so I sang it, and then I was like, okay, this session is, I'm typing the things, our podcast, feel free to heal alongside.
And then do some podcasty things.
Yeah, podcasts. They're great. So much fun to podcast. We're here with everyone. Book with us for private sessions. Ooh la la. Yeah, podcast. In our bio.
Who
was
that?
I was trying to put it on the computer and it was delayed, but I've turned it off.
Hi.
Funny. All right. What do you want to work on, Suze?
Have you thought about it? Do you know?
Just the most impactful thing. Yeah.
Of what?
I don't know.
Do just see where it takes us.
Yeah.
Just most impactful thing and see where it takes us.
There's nothing specific. I don't know.
Okay. Sweet if it's in our highest goods. You have to say it.
Sweet if it's in our highest goods.
Please take us to the most impactful point.
Please take us to the most impactful
point. We can heal about what needs to be healed.
We can heal about what needs to be healed.
Okay, we are going somewhere.
Change, change, change. I don't know. This feels just like a chain, but it feels plastic. Like, what's the point of it?
It's large and plastic. It's like, it reminds me of the chains that are in, like, pools. I don't know how to explain that.
The lane ropes.
What? In the lane ropes? No, it's not the lane ropes. It's like a big, gigantic. I'm trying to look around to see if I have anything that would be the size of it. It's like this big. This is the links of the chain, and they're plastic and they're white. So they're floaty, like they float. They're not heavy, they're not metal, but you're in water.
I just don't understand the point. Because you can literally just touch them and break them. I don't know if, like, they were meant to keep you scared. Of, like, see, you have, there's these chains, you can't do these things, Suze.
Well, I don't know. Are you getting that someone put them on her? Because I think she just got tangled up in them.
Who's there?
So you have a couple of choices, Suze. You can either touch them, like Kate said, because you can disintegrate them, but that's just you. Or you can, like, relax and just scoot them off your body. Or you can go before it happened and don't get tangled in them. Which do you choose? Do, 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 do. That's an American song for game shows. Do, 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 do.
I think it's just easier to disintegrate them if I can.
You just touch him. All right. Okay. Well, that was easy. What else do you need to heal? Did you say, Spirit, what else do we need to heal about this?
Spirit, what else do we need to heal about this?
I don't know. It seemed like it fucked up the water. Are you getting anything, Kat?
Yeah, you're still very much in the water. I'm getting that song that I always get for Chained Under the Water, which I didn't think I was going to get it, but it's by Marilyn Bainbridge, and it's I could be your lover, chained up on the water, or under the water. It's not a very well-known song. The part that's coming in is this, like, guy, and it's like, I'll be your lover under the water. So, like, what Kate said, there's a it's disintegrated, like, it's made the water murky and weird, like powder almost, but powder inside the water.
Oh, like somebody was trying to dry up the water.
Well, the chains itself are now, like, they made it, they disintegrated, so they're, like, powdery substances. So it makes me go, then these were not plastic. Then these were made of, like, something else.
Styrofoam?
Yeah, styrofoam, but then I went, no, cereal. And I was like, what?
Does that mean she can eat it? Oh, my God.
I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it. Don't eat it. Kate wants you to eat everything.
You'll never guess.
It's really quite confusing, and I don't quite understand why we're here.
It seems like to soak up this water, but the water's contaminated. So, I don't know, can you just transmute all this then? Activate your purification and alchemization healing to what needs to be here.
Activate my optimization, purification, healing to what needs
it here.
From all this to all this. I mean, it's moving a lot. Go ahead, speed that up.
Speed it up.
Oh, I don't even feel like we're in the same place anymore. I don't know where we are now. What did you guys get?
What?
Oh, I felt like it went clear.
Mm. Yeah, but there's not even water anymore. Like, did you say stairs, Kate?
Yeah, I'm next to some stairs.
That's like empty pool stairs?
Yeah. Yep.
Concrete empty pool stairs.
Yeah. Well, are you going to climb up out of the pool, Suze? Let's go. Why is there even a pool here?
Why is there a pool here?
Yeah. Seemed like a really fun thing to do. Well, it's not.
Okay, so at first I thought it was some kind of dimension or something because, like, it wasn't really making a lot of sense. But there actually is some actual, like, tangible things about this place. There's a pool. It definitely has the abandoned, like, concrete, like, once the pool is drained, which you did with the alchemy thing. This chain, I thought, was plastic. It's styrofoam. When you disintegrated it, because it's old, I'm getting that it's an old, like, an old pool outside someone's house. Was this teenage years? Was this a different lifetime?
The only thing I can think of is when I was younger, I was in like swimming club and we did a lot of swimming and we had a swimming center and I know that it's being renovated at the moment.
No, this is outside in someone's yard. Like it's got dead grass. You know how like that brown grass?
Chlorine and shit.
Very Florida yard, but this is not Florida.
Is it my yard growing up?
It might be. It's an old abandoned like pool. Like it. Here's the thing. Now that we're looking at the pool, it seems like it's been like drained and abandoned for a while. So I don't know if you were like connecting to someone who died in the pool and you started to like suffocate. Like I don't know what kind of crossover bleed through thing is happening here. But this this pool, it looks like it's been drained and empty with the concrete stairs for a while, and it's in someone's yard.
And it sounds weird, but it looks like every typical Australia pool ever. Maybe they all look the same. Well, yeah, it probably looks the same as ours over here. Like, ours probably look the same in America.
It feels very much like I imagine that the Australian pools are very similar to Florida pools. It seems like it would be about the same. I like to call Florida mini Australia because of all the like the miniature big giant spiders and the miniature big giant gators and the miniature big giant snakes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you do here?
Yeah, that was the next thing. I was going to say, can you ask Spirit what you need to do here?
What do I need to do here?
Why did your thing freeze? It's like the angles changed. Okay, there it is.
Oh, something on her phone. What?
Hmm.
What'd you say?
It's just on Suze's phone.
That's probably why it moved.
Have you ever seen the movie? It's by M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong. That's not his real name. It's like Shalama Long or something. Anyway, it's called Lady of the Lake.
No.
Lady in the Water. Lady of the... Whatever. It's a really interesting movie, and it's like in a... Like, it's a... It's a hotel, and there's a pool, and the guy has to, like, solve a bunch of clues and figure out what, like, spiritual abilities all these other people that live in the motel hotel have. It's very that. But there's nobody here.
Fair Lady of the Water, Raven said.
It is an awesome movie. It's weird. A lot of his stuff is really interesting. The only movie of his that I absolutely hate is The Happening. I really wish that didn't exist.
I'm just kidding.
I'll tell you.
I've watched it. It's weird.
It's horrible. And I can't stand Marky Mark's acting. He's the same character in every movie. And unless he's doing a call, like, he can't do serious roles because he needs to just do comedy with his Mickey Mouse-ness. There was a secret room in the bottom of the pool. Yep, I remember that too, Raven. Was the lady that was in it, was she dead? Or was it from a different time period? I don't remember. I know she had red hair.
Can you open the door at the bottom of it? Since it's
well, now that it's drained, yeah.
Well, there's nothing in yours but a hole. I kind of want to go in it.
But I think that she was the one. Like, I think she was the one that died, and then we fixed it, and now it's like a bleed over of, like, time lapse. It was a treasure room.
This kind of seems like your void. I don't really think your void should be connected to the bottom of a pool, but, you know, who am I?
Have you ever gone into discussing or looking at your void, your personal void?
No.
No?
No.
We all have one. What'd you say, Suze?
I don't even think I know what one is.
It would be the absence of a lot of things, but it's yours. It's like a void, but it feels good to you because it's your void. It's one of those weird things that we, that for Kate and I, we're like, oh yeah, that's probably their void. And we're like, yep. And we forget that, like, well, I don't know if we forget, but it's just something that comes up commonly for us. We're like, oh, do you think they were in their void? Yeah, that makes sense. Hey, do you think that happened? Oh, maybe they tried to go in their void. Oh yeah, they would get stuck. Like, it's a common thing for us to talk about. We're just like, oh, yep. This thing that exists.
Sometimes I go in there to heal. Sometimes I go in there to look around. There was a lot of dead bodies in mine. I know that in one of my past lives, it was a trap. It's stuff like that. But what I've seen it used for is, like, information and healing. If that's what your question was.
But no one else should be able to go in it.
Yeah.
And if they do, that's how they get stuck. That's why there were bodies in Kate's, is because people tried to go in it. I got stuck inside hers for quite some time because I didn't know we weren't supposed to go in it. Because I was like, okay, I will help. It was not good. It was not a fun experience. Luckily, it was in my kitchen, so it was fine.
I think there's tree roots in mine.
Because it's connected to this fucking pool thing.
All right. So, can you merge with your void really quick?
Spirit, if it's in the hospital, please merge me with my void.
All right. So, Spirit, if it's in the hospital, please activate Kate's Bhagavad Healing Pelvis.
Spirit, if it's in the hospital, please activate Kate's Bhagavad Healing to all of
you. Cast detangling of roots healing to all of this.
Cats detangling to all of this.
And Kate's sorting foam healing to all of this.
And Kate's sorting foam healing to all of this.
I was going to say house cleansing team revamp, but I think it already did. I think we're good. But
I was
a dead timeline.
I was answering. I said no, and then I went, oh, maybe.
Okay, please close the book on all dead timelines with all this.
Please close the book on all dead timelines to all of this.
The part that they were in right now, the void, it wasn't a dead timeline, but there were dead timelines attached to it. That's why my initial was to say no, and then I was like, oh, maybe.
That's pretty normal, but can you, the pathways to your void, it's not supposed to be, it's supposed to be its own thing. So can you put the area around your void and your void back to balance, divine working order?
Spirit, if it's in the highest good, please put the area around my void and my void back to balance, divine working order.
Can you take your hand like this and put it in your void? You put your right hand in, you put your right hand in. And shake it all about. I don't know why this is changing.
You need to move it.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go. Leave it there. It's not supposed to be down here. It was supposed to be up there. And I can't, quote-unquote, see it, feel it anymore. Like, it's up there, but I'm drawn to right here, which is good. Because it's, like, I'm connected to, like, people in the live kind of thing. And where it used to be, where it was accessible, it's not accessible anymore. Now there is a void of a void. What'd you say, Kate?
It's a venue to the hooky.
Yes.
And it turns it all around.
You've got to finish. You got to do it. She doesn't just keep singing the song if she doesn't mean it.
Okay, yeah.
Now there you go.
It's behind you, which is so weird. You carry your void on your back?
That kind of makes sense to me. It reminds me of the lady that's in the Labyrinth movie, and she carries a bunch of stuff like in a bag on her back. The void back there makes sense to me. Does it not make sense to you, Kate?
All I got was that it would be quite the burden unless you used it correctly. Then you wouldn't feel it at all.
It feels like since she had to go, like, bring it back and go from down here up to here and then back to there, it feels like it was pulled down and she was going in it like Mary Poppins' bag.
Okay.
And now it's back where it belongs.
That's where your portal is, I guess. Okay. Yeah. Okay, speed it up.
Speed it up.
It's gonna be attached.
It attached like slimy black, like,
yeah,
like over the arm, like, whoa. Yeah, like venom. Does it feel good to you? It's yours, so I want to make sure. Just because I'm having that reaction does not mean that it's a negative thing. If it's how it's supposed to be, that's all that matters.
One of my claws looks like that. And okay, we'll see. Douse that in MEK. Just say, Spirit, please douse that in MEK. Are you gonna,
yeah. Spirit, please douse it with MEK.
It's still staying hooked there. It reminds me, the black isn't just black. It's not like void. It's like galaxy black. It's pretty. But it is, it's like hooked over your shoulders or whatever. Like those stickers or whatever, or like memes or something where it's like the image, but then the black part has the stars in it. And they're like, not just stars, but they're like moving. Almost like cutouts in a picture where you take the picture and you put it and you can make like the leaves behind it. Do you know what I'm saying? You keep staring at me like you don't. I think I'm being clear.
I know what you're saying.
Have you ever, okay, you know where the black would be on a backpack? Like on the shoulder strap?
Yeah.
Yours is not black. It's like literally made of the void. So like your arm is underneath it. Your energetic arm, your body is underneath it. But if you were to put your hand through the strap of the bag, it would go all the way in because it's actually galaxy void. Which is odd. Interesting. Can you ask your team what's next?
I think you should step into your void. I think that's what it's trying to do.
Oh, it's trying to like get on her. That's like a toddler that's like hold me, and the parent just like climbs on them. Sorry.
It's funny because like the same pattern of thing happened to me. You have to, I guess, because it is you.
Yancy, connect to your own void. You weirdo.
Disorienting. Yeah, probably because it sucked you in.
It's not yours.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Pull it over your head like a hoodie. There you go. Just the hoodie part, not the whole thing.
Oh. It did it. It splashed back in. There.
What'd you say, Suze?
I feel like I'm in it now rather than it being on me.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's really weird. Now you can, like, think as much as you want. Does that make any sense?
I can think as much as I want?
Yeah.
Like your head's not going to be clouded.
Oh, that's good. What about memory?
Yeah.
It's in here.
It doesn't run out, which is really weird.
And I was totally scared when I was younger. That was one of the reasons I didn't want to do drugs. I still did them. But one of the reasons I didn't want to do them is because I was afraid of losing memory. And I thought we had limited space. We don't.
Because my memory isn't very good. Like, I feel like it's really cloudy a lot of the time. Yeah.
In what way?
I just can't recall things that I should be able to recall.
Are you sure that you should, or were they, did you already file them under, like, unimportant to remember?
Maybe.
Well, you said cloudy, so why don't you blow the clouds away? Why don't you just go, to all the clouds. We'll fuck you up, clouds. Don't cloud my memories. Well, you're not.
She's so nice. That's
the clouds. Wow. That makes me go. There was a manager that called me on my phone today, and they didn't know. Like, I didn't have his number saved, and it just showed up on my phone for some reason. Like, it was like, this is this person. And I was like, hey, this person. And they didn't sit, like, they weren't like, how did you know it's me? They just started talking, and I was like, you're not even impressed that I knew who it was?
They didn't say anything. I was so sad. It just reminded me of it.
There's this invention. It's called caller ID.
But not everybody has it.
I know.
Oh.
He probably has it on his.
Oh, so probably, like, this is unimpressive.
Here. So everybody he calls, it does do that.
Wow. Maybe he was just really rude that day. All right. This feels real good. It feels like you're walking on sunshine, but in a...
But it black.
Yeah. In a not hurdy type way.
Every time you take a step, it makes like a liquid puddle thing. It's really interesting.
Oh, a brand? Why? Why are you branding the places you go? Oh, is it so you can remember where you've been? You don't need to do that anymore. I mean, you can if you want, but it's useless now. Because now you're going to remember. You just do what you want with that. Like, you don't have
to. You're switching it. I don't know what you're switching it to, but you're switching it.
Redirecting the path, it looks like. Because now it's like you don't need to leave breadcrumbs everywhere. You already know your way back. Okay.
All right, ask what's next.
Spirit, what is next?
Did y'all go anywhere? Because I don't think pumpkins is the answer.
Do you have something you need to heal about, like pumpkin patch and stuff like that? Because I know that the seasons aren't the same in Australia as they are here. And you guys do turnips and beets anyway, not pumpkins, right? Is that correct or no?
Do we grow them?
No, I mean, like, for, like, festivities. Like, we have Halloween, which would be October 31st, which isn't the same for you guys. Yeah. And then we carve pumpkins. Do you carve pumpkins or beets or turnips? What do you do?
No, our Halloween's the same as yours, October 31st, but we don't really celebrate it here. It's getting, more people are celebrating it, but it's not the same as over there.
People get upset.
Some people don't like,
like fucking American holidays. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
they get real upset.
Yeah. We tried to go as a kid, and some people were like, oh, what do you, like, they got angry. They didn't like.
Okay, that's where you are. You're in the pumpkin patch when you were a kid. Because I thought it was maybe you and your kids now, but it's when you were younger.
Can you just be like, it's just a pumpkin patch, it has nothing to do with America, thanks. Like, if you just say that, it neutralizes everything.
It's just a pumpkin patch, it has nothing to do with America.
Oh, there's a lot leaving.
It's like, I don't know if you guys know this, but pumpkins are, they're worldwide. I know it's like a huge secret.
We never carved pumpkins or anything. We just tried to trick or treat. Yeah.
It's got to be really hard to trick or treat if nobody's into it.
Yeah.
You knock on people's door. They're like, get the fuck out of here. You're like, can I have a shoe or something? Damn.
We only did it once. But it is bigger here now. Like, the kids do it here now, but not everyone's into it.
Because it's just fun.
You know, and like, over here, like, the Halloween decorations are surpassed the Christmas decorations now. And I remember that, like, as I was growing up, that was becoming a thing. And it's a thing now.
I don't really know what it's about. So I just...
It's literally just dressing up in costumes and getting candy. That's all we do. And we're like, yay, weather is changing. And purple and black and orange, fun.
Changing of seasons.
But why is it all scary? Like,
because it's for like All Saints Eve, and it's like there's a bunch of other stuff around it. All the holidays were stolen from pagan stuff anyway.
Which was all about which was all about farming. So it's like you can trace it back to farming whenever you. So it was probably like, harvest all your crops this day because it's about to be winter soon. Halloween.
And then there's a whole
the crops. I don't know.
And there's a whole like veil thinning thing, but yeah. Like I don't know. You literally can go take me to the other side of the veil. Like, there's no, I don't. That used to be a thing when I didn't understand all the different, like, how easy it is to just go wherever in the dimensions and stuff. The veil thinning during certain times of the year really, like, I was like, oh, I don't know. It doesn't, those kinds of things don't hit me the same anymore or at all.
I guess
there's many cultures that celebrate like their family and their ancestors and stuff also.
Yeah.
And they're in like that, it, because it's the dead, there's skulls, so I guess that translated to, like, scary also. It's like, yeah. Ooh, skeletons scary.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine.
Okay. You made the skeletons dance on the, on the announcement, Kate.
That's weird. It brought back a memory of the veil thinning thing, and people would tell me that, because I come from a very, very, like, Christian. And then I would look at dead people, like, I'd be like, you know,
like, veil thinning. There's dead people right now. What do you mean veil thinning?
I'd be like, dead people. Oh, is the veil? I don't know what you're talking. You know, because like it was always really quick and channely to me.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh yeah, it's real thin. I don't know. Memory unlocked. Anyway, so do you need? Need to do anything else at this pumpkin patch?
Do I need to do anything else at this pumpkin patch?
Because everything seems pretty cool. Oh, pick you out a damn pumpkin.
Yeah, that's
what you came for.
I just picked one up.
And then look at everybody as you do it.
You don't even carve it. You're just going to, like, set it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, just have it.
Yeah.
It would be freaking hilarious. You're just like, you like my pumpkin?
I do the same thing with fruit. I always have to buy fruit, but I really don't eat it. I just try and get other people to eat it. I don't need to.
What? Eat this fruit. Eat it. What?
My ex-mother-in-law was big on that. Buy the fruit to keep in the bowl. And she'd also make a bunch of pastries and like bring them over. And she'd be like, eat these. I was like, I don't like sweets. And she's like, eat them. And I'm like, I don't, they're going to go to waste. I don't.
Yeah.
They're good. They're delicious.
I just hope that if I put it there, everyone will eat it. Yeah.
Because it looks good. Yeah. Like, is it because it looks good? Okay.
Yeah, and it feels good. And I feel like I'm giving them something. Good.
Okay, like caring for them. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I think you're getting it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you just needed to heal that with the pumpkins. That was weird, but all right. Maybe take your kids to a pumpkin patch. Shit, I don't fucking know. Ask your team what's next.
What's next?
I don't know. Have you ever seen the movie Big?
Yeah, I think so.
You know the scene where they're standing on the piano? Where do you have anything like that playing? I don't know where this is. This could be like a different version of you. This could be this version of you. I just don't know why it's significant. That's where it took me for you.
Go like this around the memories again.
You're laying on your back in a bed in a single mattress bed, staring up at the ceiling thinking, I don't know what that means.
I don't know. I mean, I watched that movie when I was younger, when I lived at home and my mum had a piano. But
you stood on it?
No.
Just kidding.
That's the only time I've ever had a single bed.
You're just sitting, like, when you're laying there, your hands are, like, gripped together, and they're just on your stomach. And you're just looking up at the ceiling.
Imagining a life, or is it imagining this freaking piano? Like,
maybe I wanted one of those pianos. I don't know.
What needs to be healed about this?
Spirit, what needs to be healed about this?
The other person playing the piano?
Is it my sister?
Oh, is this like y'all need to do something together? Does that make sense?
I'm completely lost on any of this, so I hope you guys figure it out.
Okay, come see.
What is that I need to heal about this?
Did something significant happen on that day that you blocked out a memory of? It's very bits and pieces, like flashbacks coming back. Like, I watched that movie. I was in, you know, like younger. My mom had a piano. My sister was playing it. Because you're laying there thinking, and you're in a floral, like, nightshirt, too. It's not pants, you're not dressed.
Why are you shaking out the memories?
I was trying to clear them so that I could feel so that they would come forward.
Oh. Does it have to do with that song? The chopsticks song? The do 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 do
do do do do do. You used to play that on the piano, that chopstick song.
Yeah, that's why Kate thought of that movie.
Yeah.
Was because she heard that song.
That was like one of the only songs we knew how to play on the piano. Yeah.
All I knew was Evanescence and My Chemical Romance songs.
And Three Blind.
I knew this one random song that was in the piano book.
Yeah.
I can play it for you right now, but I don't know what it's called. It goes. Oh no, it's great. Sorry. And the number sequence was 3543543543213. Okay. Sorry.
Do I need to go and play it with her? Is that
like the coordinating part? I don't think so, but maybe. Can you get up and go?
It just makes me go, what the hell does she need to do here? Like,
it's not a school day. It's a weekend. It's middle of the day. She's in her pajamas. She's laying there. She's a teenager. And it's like bits and pieces of memories are coming back.
Oh, I see. So do you just need to speed it up?
Yeah, try that. Oh, her sister's helping to bring the memories back. Like, like how Ben does the singing or whatever. And Shaden plays the stuff on the phone. Yeah, ask to speed it up.
Speed it up.
Nancy said she could do hot cross buns. Hot cross buns. Hot cross buns. Other quarter. Oh, that's Three Blind Mice. It might be the same sound. I don't know. Okay, everything's really hot right here now.
Yeah, I got hot.
A little bit emotional. I'm trying to feel around through the days. So I'm trying to feel, did you talk to a boy? Was there someone who made you upset at school? Was there a teacher that said something uncomfortable to you? I'm looking for any minuscule where it might be like a grade, all the way to something a little bit more major, like someone touching you. Like I'm feeling around for something. Something happened. And you're laying there thinking about it. But you're thinking about it so heavily that you haven't gotten up from bed and it's about noon.
Activate Keith's Bakufan healing to this. You guys can take it.
Activate baklava healing to this, cat's detangling of roots healing to this, Kate sorting foam healing to all of this.
Infuse all of it with clarity, bring it to the surface.
Infuse all of it with clarity and bring it to the surface.
Did someone ask you to a dance? Did someone hold your hand? Are you not supposed to be dating boys? Did someone talk to you? I keep honing in more on it was a boy. But it doesn't feel bad. Like there's no gross feeling. There's no anger. There's no disgust. And it's hot right here, which is like male. And you're daydreaming, like you're laying
in bed thinking and daydreaming? Were you allowed to date when you were a teenager?
Yeah. I probably had more of a problem with it than what my parents would have.
Problem meaning?
Not a problem, but...
I didn't want to.
I didn't even really think about it. Like, I always, had a boy that I had a crush on, but I never would have thought of, even kissing them or anything.
You're just daydreaming about holding his hand, so it's a little bit obvious. Like walking through a field holding his hand, like butterflies and flowers and shit. Okay, well, why is this important? Can you ask your team, what do I need to heal about this?
Team, why is this important? What do I need to heal about?
It's cuffing season and I'm eating. Wow. I don't want the handcuffs. Can you say I don't want the handcuffs? Not cuffing season, that's weird.
I don't want the handcuffs.
That's weird. Almost like you did. Didn't want them, so it kept coming back, and I was like, no, this one is weird.
I don't know, maybe it's because when I was interested in boys, when I first became more interested, maybe I just wasn't ready for everything that came with that. I don't know.
I don't think you're wanting to be attached. Does that sound right?
Yeah,
you had too many things to do.
Yeah, I was very independent.
Yeah. Well, can you tell that version of you, to snap out of it?
Snap out of it.
Oh, there you go. Golly, gee, Moses.
You literally haven't even held hands.
Fucking just get up and get on with your day. She's already finished with the song. Fucking...
At least now you're not dwelling on it. You're just kind of oh yeah, it was good, and now you're moving on. You got up from the bed.
That was ridiculous. So I don't really know what you needed to heal about that. What'd you say?
I said, frozen there, just wondering and waiting. Waiting.
But it makes me go, what is it, how does that combine, what is that correlated to your now moment, Suze? What are you sitting there waiting on, not acting on?
Now?
Yeah. Wondering what it could be instead of just fucking doing something. I know that when you and I have talked before, it's how could I use my spiritual abilities? How could I, that kind of thing. Daydreaming a little bit about that, and I keep saying, you're already doing it. Just do it now.
Yeah.
Just do what you're doing now. That's spiritual. So I'm wondering if it's that, but it feels like your business, right?
Yeah, so we are trying to get our business, up and running at the moment. And just back on with the the healing stuff, I'm doing it with myself, but I feel like I need to help other people and do it with other people. And I do that. I always ask for their soul's consent and stuff. But I don't know how to help anyone else. And I feel
by helping yourself, you help others.
Yeah.
Suze does drive-by.
Drive-by
healings. She does drive-by healings, and she doesn't tell them that she's doing them. She does soul's consent, and if teams allow, and she just does drive-by healings.
I just feel like I need to sometimes. I get thoughts and feelings about people, and so I send them stuff with their consent.
It's funny when it's ambulances or police cars. Mine's pew pew pew.
Yeah, but that's because we can't talk to them. and we have things to send. But Suze gets stuck in this loop where she's like, I don't even know if I'm helping them because I don't know them. And yeah. I'll never know. And so she thinks she's not doing it. And I'm like,
that's the point, is that you'll never know.
So yes.
That's the point.
Can you tell your now version to snap out of it? Actually, tell your teenage version of you, because she seems to listen more, to come tell you to snap out of it.
Okay, so I should just think less about it and just do it, and then that's it.
You've done a lot of healing work behind the scenes to where one stuff goes in motion. Like, I've used... Okay, my analogies have not been working, so maybe Kate can give you one. So I'm going to throw you, Kate, one of the analogies I gave her.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what it was. So I told Suze, like, when I first started working in the, and I've told this many times, but, like, when I first started working in the pension office, I was not intentionally at first. I'm just a little white girl in Florida removing staples and paper clips to make things to where everything can be seen so it can be scanned into a computer. But what I was doing was bringing everything to the surface for people to heal and for it to come up. And this was right before the ACAB stuff started really going on and the BLM stuff started really going on, like right around that time. And there's a lot of, like, bringing that work up. So I try to use the analogy of, like, the stuff that you're already doing, but she's just like, cool, that's you, Kat. You do that. You're magic.
I don't know. Do you bite your nails or peel your lip?
No.
You don't peel off pieces of your skin?
Looks you're like biting your skin. Lip right now.
Yeah.
You're biting your lip right now. I love it when... Kate asks a question and all of you guys say no.
Because it's like, it's almost like I'm seeing it. It's crazy. What were you going to say?
Sometimes I bite my lip, I guess, if I feel like it's not smooth. Yeah.
And you pick your skin.
I'm itching a lot at the moment because I've got a lot of bites at the moment.
Okay. So yeah. That means you probably need to rebirth and you should probably your dead skin. But okay. That's what Kat is trying to say, is that anything physical that you do is something in your energetic, in your spiritual or whatever.
Yeah.
It's all energy.
So do it. There you go.
I'm like, when I'm moving too much energy at once, I'll start to grind my teeth. And I do it almost every morning, so.
I feel like I only just grew those feathers back, though, and now I'm having to rebirth again.
You kind of are, you're in the mentorship program, and we work hard and fast, yeah. That's what she said. So you're going to rebirth a couple of times.
Okay.
Take your man, grind his bones in the bread, and a piece of thirsty.
Okay, so with your stuff that you do as a mom, when you wash, let's say you like to do the stuff with the water, you said. So when you wash dishes, what healings are you doing? What are you doing?
I was clearing, I think, energy, dead energy, and I don't know. I feel like I'm just cleaning energy when I do that.
Dead skin off? That's what it looks like. You ever heard of a body brush? Have you ever used one or heard of one?
I've heard of one.
Okay, those really rough brushes that you use to get dead skin off. Like, they feel real good, or at least to me.
Yeah.
So that's just what it looks like. I don't know if you can relate to that. It just looks like that.
When I clean the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
You're doing it not just for you, but for your family.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate any dishes sitting there. As soon as there's dishes there, I just wash it and put it in it to dry. I don't like them being there at all.
Same. Fuck them.
The washing as well. I don't like. I like it to build up quick so that I can go and get rid of it and wash it and yeah.
So you don't like dead energy?
Yeah.
That's what it is to me.
Okay, so while you're healing that for your family, what are you healing for the collective?
The same.
I got that it's bringing up stuff. So, yeah, it's like the same on the other side of it.
Did you do that class I sent you, the healing with chores? Did you get around to that one?
Yes, I did.
Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Okay. I've been thinking a lot about that. Yeah, I wrote a list of all the things that I've done that would be healings. Yeah.
Good. Give me one. I'll try it. And then don't tell me what it does.
I don't know where my list is.
Suze, you don't have to find the list. Just give me one of them.
Okay. Do I have to say anything?
Tell me which one it is. Tell me what to apply to myself so I can tell you what it does.
It's going to be obvious, but okay. My organization healing.
Okay, hold on. Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please activate or apply. Does it matter? Please apply Suze's organization healing to me, conducive to what I need.
Stuff, which makes sense to me.
Oh, have you ever seen the movie Overboard? I think we talked about it in one of the classes from the 80s. No? It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. It's got Goldie Hawn in it. She plays a real bitch that gets amnesia. So anyway... She hires this carpenter and it makes this shoe thing, and that's what yours did. It didn't just, I expected it to do this kind of thing, but what it did is it pushed, like, it opened this up and it pushed this stuff from behind into the foreground. It's like a revolving mechanical wooden shelf. So it's like in restaurant terminology, they say it in TikTok too. It's putting the old in front of the new, like when you're restocking.
Kanko or whatever it's called. It's
rotation.
It's like rotation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it has a name.
FIFO.
First in, first out.
Yeah.
So it's bringing up, which is interesting. Thank you. So what's interesting is I just had a rebirth the other day and it hurt. It was really scary and I was crying. Of course, it only lasts like an hour, but my stuff's like, that's what I have it set up as. And Kate was helping me with it. And it was all old stuff that was coming up. So you're taking what your healing just did is it took the stuff that actually is of importance that needs to get out of the way and brought it to the center and took this new energy that I already have been like working on and put it in place. That's what it did.
Okay.
Okay. What did it do for you, Kate?
Oh, I just ate a bunch of stuff, ate a bunch of dead stuff, which makes sense to me.
Oh, that would still be FIFO too.
Yeah.
So when you set it up, what did you set it up with? Like, what is your organizing? What did you do to set it up?
Because we move around a lot, we go between like our motor home and our yacht, and we go away a lot, and we seem to be always moving. We have been moving for years. Like, anyway, so I'm always continually thinking ahead of what we all need, like the whole family, like our clothes, our food, and like all our toiletries. I have to keep thinking of that constantly. And also getting rid of the old food from the fridge and cleaning everything out for you so it's ready for when we come back. And like, it's just like this constant cycle.
That's what this was. So that makes sense. So without knowing what it is that you put into it, just applying it, it made sense. So it is working. Mm. So if you needed confirmation.
Yeah, I got it.
You being you does the things. You don't have to daydream about what's it going to be like to do the things. You're fucking doing them.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Sorry for yelling. Sorry for yelling. Sorry.
All right. You ready for the close-up slash sign-off? Yes.
Do you want me to do this, Kate, or do you want to do them? You sounded like you were ready, so.
Okay, I'm ready, guys. Ready? Do it like a fucking auctioneer. Three of the masked. Oh, you're just gonna do it in your head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Please activate the close up slash sign off style of this. The calibration healing style of this. Put on the finger guns. The alignment healing style of this.
The alignment healing style of this.
The merging healing style of this.
Emerging healings to all of this.
The timeline healings to all this.
The timeline healings to all of this.
The timeline soap healings to all this.
The timeline soap healings to all of this.
Please close the book on all dead timelines here.
Please close the book on all dead timelines here.
Please activate the ripple healing to all of this.
Please activate the ripple healing to all of this.
These aren't going anywhere. You already did it. Your first little thing was all of it.
The ripple did.
What do you mean?
These aren't those weren't going anywhere because you already did them in your whenever you did your first thing. Whenever you're doing them in your head. And you copy and paste just in case. Speed this up and copy and paste all of this.
Copy and paste all of this.
To all forms and versions of me.
Forms and versions of me.
Throughout time, space in between.
Throughout time, space in between.
All dimensions and forms.
All dimensions and forms.
Up, down, left, right.
Up, down, left, right.
Side to side, front to back.
Side to side, front to back.
Conducive to what they each need.
What they all need.
To the residual. To the thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Thing down, flip it. Reverse it.
And all four quadrants.
All four quadrants.
Speed all that up.
Speed all that up.
Please activate Kate's brain aneurysm healing.
Please activate Kate's brain aneurysm
to
healing.
This version of me.
This version of me.
And all forms and versions of me that need it.
All forms and versions of me that need it.
Please undo anything and everything.
Please undo it, anything and everything
that we have done here.
That we've done here.
That was not in the highest good.
Not in the highest good.
Or that was not supposed to be done.
Or was not supposed to be done.
All right. Cool.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Suze. Look at you. Thanks, guys, for hanging out while we like had this little session and for participating and doing the things. Really appreciate you. Love it.
Great disconnect.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Book a duel session with Kate and Kat. Visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Kat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.